This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Wednesday afternoon in the sports bar means we're getting winners from the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. PJ Glasser, Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we are a week away from some tournament action, conference tournament action, the final week of the regular season, and we're ready to make some hay with BetMGM. Appreciate you joining us as always, buddy. Let's start with a game happening or with a team that's in your backyard there. Talk to us about Maryland and Michigan in the Big Ten tonight.
Yeah, guys, this should be a good game tonight. I really don't know what to do, like, off the initial lines, right? Michigan's favored by 2.5 right now at BetMGM, total 153.5. Feel like every week I come on with you guys and I talk about, like, one of these games being, like, a great game to bet live, and that's tonight's game. Because the last 9 games that Michigan has won, you guys, have been decided by 4 points or less. It's crazy. Like, if you go through and look at their box score, every game is like a 2-point win, a 3-point win. So Michigan's kind of a perfect live betting team because if you know if they're up by a lot, the other team's going to come back. And if they're down, you also know that they're going to come back. So it's a good line at 2.5. It could go either way. I'm just going to bet it live. Again, we're getting a lot of points, 153.5. So there should be some good kind of scoring in this game. There should be some runs where we can get some nice value. So I think the way to bet that game tonight is to take a good live line. Hopefully get like a 9.5, 10.5.
Yeah, we got a great matchup tonight. Number 5, Florida, taking on number 7, Alabama. PJ, you are an Alabama grad, of course. The Crimson Tide losing a tough one at Tennessee. Florida, no problems in their last game against Texas A&M. So are we thinking Alabama, bouncing back after that Tennessee loss, PJ?
Gene, it's a tough one to call who's going to win the game. If I had to pick it, I would lean Bama. I'd probably just take them on the money line, though, just because, again, it's probably is going to be a close game. I wouldn't feel good about laying the 3.5. The play that I like, though, guys, is the over, and it's a big number at 178.5. This is the 11th game that Bama has played, you guys, in SEC play where they're facing a ranked opponent. The previous 10, 7 of those games have had 179 or more points in it, right? So I know 178.5 looks like a big number, but usually when Bama plays in big games like this, they play against ranked teams. They're usually high-scoring affairs. The Missouri game last week was 110-98. Auburn game, 94-85. They played Kentucky earlier in the year. It was 102-97. So these are two of the best offensive teams in the country. They play at a fast pace. This is going to be a thrilling game to watch. As long as each team just kind of has their normal shooting night, we should get 179 points or more. So I like the over in the game.
He's PJ Glasser, Send It In, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider here on the BetMGM Network and wherever you get your shows. In the Big East, you've got UConn, a vulnerable UConn versus Marquette tonight, PJ. Which direction are you leaning here?
Going with the Huskies tonight, you guys. I'd take a -3.5, right? This is one of those games where you get a ranked team in Marquette at an unranked team, and the unranked team is favored in UConn. I don't like either of these teams come tournament time. I think a lot of people are going to see UConn on that 8-9 seed line, and, you know, people want a big upset, right? And they're like, oh, here's UConn, the two-time defending national champion. This is not the same team. This defense this year can't stop a parked car, you guys. They're not good on that side of the floor. So I don't like either of these teams moving forward, but UConn, the first time around that these two teams played, UConn's offense really gave Marquette issues, and I think they're going to be able to do the same again, this time being at home. So I like Connecticut tonight. I'd lay the 3.5.
PJ, back to Tennessee and the SEC, because we just mentioned how they knocked off Alabama tonight, 9 p.m. on ESPN2. They head to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. Tennessee, small favorite here, 3.5. Is this a good enough team to cover that margin, PJ?
So this is a tough game, fellas, right? You got Tennessee coming off of that buzzer beater against Bama. Is there a little bit of a letdown going into this matchup against Ole Miss? I don't think there's going to be. And Ole Miss is a team that I like betting on, you guys, because they're usually matchup-oriented, right? Ole Miss this year, 9-7 in SEC play. They've done a great job of beating all the teams that they're supposed to beat, right? So, like, the South Carolinas, LSUs, Texas, Arkansas, they're winning all those games. And then the two ranked teams that they've beaten in SEC play have been Bama and Kentucky. And Bama and Kentucky profile out very similar. Excellent offenses, play at a fast tempo, not very good on defense. And that's what makes Ole Miss tough. They like playing against teams that play at a fast tempo and score a lot of points because they're a great defensive team that forced a lot of turnovers and make it tough on that elite offensive team. But they struggle versus the teams like Tennessee, the teams that also want to play great defense and are good rebounding teams and play at a slower pace. They were 0-2 against Mississippi State this season. They struggled against Texas A&M. So I like Tennessee tonight, guys. If you just want to take the money line because you're worried about, you know, maybe a Tennessee 1 or 2 point win, I understand, but I think you're good. Anything under 3, taking the Vols minus points.
We are casting a wide net tonight with college basketball and PJ Glasser, the host of Sending In. I feel like we've hit every conference. Maybe we haven't hit the horizon, but let's talk Big 12 because you got Colorado, you got Texas Tech going tonight, PJ, and you know you have a take on this one as well.
I do, guys. I like Colorado tonight, plus all them points, 18.5 against Texas Tech. So it's just a great letdown spot for Texas Tech. Their last two games are against Houston, and then they had that huge road win against Kansas over the weekend. Texas Tech had a similar type spot about a month ago where they played Houston, Baylor, Arizona, three big games in a row. They came home 16.5 point favorites against Arizona State. That game went to double overtime. So Texas Tech has showed me before that their team can have a letdown, and tonight's another great spot calling for it. So we'll take the Buffs, the Buffaloes, to keep it close tonight against Texas Tech.
PJ, you never let us down here. PJ, what we try to do to get through this time here in the Northeast, Danger and I always put on as much nice sunny images here. Right now we're watching baseball from Lakeland, Florida. Kind of close by to Lakeland is Orlando, where you've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational. You've got Scotty Scheffler in this tournament. Any thoughts on how we can play if we want a little extra action this week?
This is going to be a good one. I know it's March and we're all excited about college basketball, but two great golf tournaments this week with the API, next week with the Players Championship. Gene, you said it. Scotty's in the field this week. Rory, all the big boys. Xander's even back from injury, so it's great to see Xander back as well. I do like Rory this week, you guys, at +850. The last 8 years he's played at this course, he's finished in the top 10 six times. So, you know, Rory, this golf course really fits him well, and it makes sense. Guys, this is honestly like a major championship-type venue. The rough is so penal. It's so tough around the greens. There's water all over the course. You got to drive it long, and you got to drive it straight, and you got to be accurate, and you got to be a great ball striker. So, yeah, I like Rory this week. Ludwig Obert is another guy I like at 14-1. Russell Henley's a guy that I would look at this week. You guys, it's 40-1. Russ is one of the hottest golfers in the world right now, and he's got great course history here at Bay Hill, so keep an eye on him. And then if you want a long shot, 90-1, Nick Taylor, a guy that I would look at. He finished 12th here last year, very quietly one of the better ball strikers on tour, and he's awesome strokes gained tee to green. He's been one of the best in his last 24 rounds played. And that's the key metric here, strokes gained tee to green. You got to have every club in the bag. You got to be clicking on all facets. So Nick Taylor, 90-1, long shot that I would look at. But you had to make me pick who would win this week, you guys. I'll go with Rory.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, PJ, one more for you, because we are a baseball crazy town here in Rochester as well. And you know, you had Lucy Burge on your show today talking about MLB futures. Is there any value in that? Is there anything out of that conversation that, you know, kind of jumps out at you that maybe we should be on here?
Does Lucy think the Red Sox are winning the World Series?
She does. Yeah. Okay.
She absolutely sure. Death taxes and Lucy loving the Sox, you guys, always. So she's all over that. Gene, there's absolutely value, right? Especially this time of the year, because, you know, everybody's soaked up in March Madness right now. Everybody's watching college basketball. NFL is obviously year-round. People are diving into the combine. They're talking about draft stuff. So, I mean, we know what spring training is, right? It's a lot of fun to go to. It's exciting that baseball's almost here, but people really aren't keeping a close eye on it. And some of these future markets are still very, you know, you can exploit a lot of these markets. Team that I'm high on this year, fellas, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'd keep an eye out on the Snakes out there in the NL West, right? I don't think they're going to win the division, obviously, because they play in the same division as the Dodgers. Padres are going to be good again. But over 86.5 wins, I think that's too low. They got Corbin Burns in the offseason, so now they have Burns and Gallen as their 1-2 punch at the top of that rotation. And then also very quietly in the offseason, you guys, they got Josh Naylor from Cleveland as their new first baseman. So Corbin Carroll needs to play the year that he did when he won NL Rookie of the Year. You know, they need Ketel Marte to be really good again. But I'm big on Arizona. I mean, this was a team that made the World Series 2 years ago. I think the roster that they have this year is better than that team. So we'll go with the Snakes over 86.5 wins.
The rotation, I love Burns and Gallen. In fact, I mean, I would put that 1-2 against anybody in the National League, including anybody that the Dodgers would get out. Corbin Carroll's the guy, though, right? If he goes back to his form from 2 years ago, you're talking to somebody who took him in fantasy, PJ, last year and was not too happy about it.
Yeah, oh, Gene, I mean, the first, like, 3 months of the year, he couldn't do anything. So I think he's a sneaky look for an NL MVP this year, you guys. Wow. I think Ellie De La Cruz is also somebody that I would look at. you know, what I've been doing with MVP, unless it's just Otani, who's a unicorn, or it's Judge, who hits a million home runs, I feel like a bunch of the MVPs we're going to start seeing are guys like Acuna with, obviously, the advantage that these base runners have. I like betting on players that have speed and also can hit for power, right? So, like, if Ellie goes out this year, Corbin Carroll goes out this year, they hit 30 homers and steal 60 stolen bases, I mean, they're going to be right in the conversation. So I kind of like targeting those kind of guys. But to your point, Gene, Arizona, if they want to go over that win total, they're going to need Corbin Carroll to be the guy that he was a couple years ago.
All right, PJ. Gino mentioned Lucy stopping by. Send it in, your show. Tell everybody more about it, where we can get more of your work. It's amazing stuff, and we're always grateful for the time.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can check us out Monday through Fridays at the BetMGM Network. You can watch our show. We stream live on Twitch, on YouTube. We have a live stream on X as well. And we love people to chime in and ask their questions and comment throughout the show. So obviously with March Madness picking up, fellas, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, it's a great time. And as I mentioned, we got two great golf tournaments coming up this week and next week as well.
I'm looking at some of these odds here for American League MVP, just because now you got me thinking here. And I see Aaron Judge at plus 300, Bobby Witt at plus 270. I mean, Bobby Witt's good, but maybe there's another Kansas City Royal. I can't read this name. Vinny, what's at plus 1200, would you take Vinny? What's his name, PJ?
Pascantino, Gino. Gene, I really thought you were setting me up for some Julio Rodriguez. I thought you were going that direction. But we'll go with Vinny P, too. That works. I love it.
We're seeing a lot of breaking news from the NFL today, too, PJ. You know, I mean, if it's not Ian Rappaport breaking news, it's that other guy, Tom Pella. What's his name?
Tom Pelissero. That's a good one. Guys, I'm so mad. What an opportunity we missed when we had U.S. playing Canada in hockey. How did we not drop a Mike Modano?
Oh,
I mean,
course.
That one was right there.
All-timer.
Oh,
all-timer God. Legend for Team
so
USA. PJ, enjoy the rest of your week, bud. Talk to you next.
Yep. See you, fellas.
You got it. There's PJ Glasser. Always a good sport. Just amusing us here in the sports bar with his Baltimore accent. But he's giving us winners.
Couldn't go with Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, that's a good one.
that's the chalky pick.
Vlad Guerrero. Also, there's also Blue Jays legend Carlos Delgado. We're gonna have to work a bracket. We're gonna have to make a Baltimore accent bracket again.
I think we hit him with that next week.
Yeah, we're gonna have to work on that. There he is, the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Let's take a break. We'll come back. And
I got my report card when I came home. Not only did I get kind of my hand slapped for yesterday's show, you did too.
I did? What did I do wrong? The executive producer? Not happy with me.
Not happy with the two of us. Right. What did we do yesterday?
I don't know, but I'm ready to get a couple of beers. That's all I know. You're telling me she's mad at me, too? Just give me a couple of beers. moderate to severe Italian wife. There was mentioned earlier that there's a lot of national media sharing some of the rumors, their favorite rumors that they heard from around the NFL scouting combine. Matthew Berry released his list yesterday. Rich Eisen, who you hear on The Fan Rochester, had a really interesting rumor out of Indianapolis. And when I share it with you, I think you'll kind of agree. It's intriguing. It's intriguing, compelling, and it might actually make Indianapolis worth paying attention to. I'll explain. And we'll get Matthew Caller, the Purple Insider, joining us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Lots to get to as we chug on here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. You can join us at 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.